Lumen Christi as the new incoming president. Lumen Christi Catholic School also pretty much heading up the Catholic schools in the area. Tim DeWitt. Tim joins us. Still working at Albion, Tim.
I certainly am.
So when do you start out at Lumen?
So I'm what you call on the classic slide out at Albion College. Lots to do and some things to clean up, but my intent is to hope to start at Lumen Christi on September 8th, right after the Labor Day time.
Well, tell us the Tim DeWitt story here.
Tim DeWitt is a classic big family, Catholic family. I come from a family of 12 children. My mom and dad were lifelong residents here in Jackson. My father was worked for Consumers Power, and we moved around the state for quite a bit. One of the things that was always important to my mom and dad was education, and particularly Catholic education. We're proud to say that my mom and dad put 10 of us DeWitts through Jackson Lumen Christi. So as I indicated before, education was big. So all 12 of us, went on to college, all received advanced degrees and so forth, and all kind of cut our way in the business. But I think most importantly, Greg, what the DeWitt story is and what the DeWitt family always held true to was that of family and was that of faith. And that is depending upon each other and being there for each other. Those are great gifts that my mom and dad gave to us.
I know. Talking to you yesterday, Tim, this timing was most, I guess, ironic for you.
It was. It was kind of interesting in that my wife and I had been discussing that maybe this was time for me to start doing something different in my life. And I'd actually plan on doing a retirement and maybe getting into a little consulting or some work like that. Elaine Crosby and I hooked up, and we started to have some engaged conversations, and things started to progress a little. And then this pandemic, COVID-19, which has become very weary, it kind of interrupted the process. And I honestly thought that this was going to come to a standstill, and maybe in 2021 we can resurrect the conversation. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, Elaine calls me and said, "Are you ready to move forward? That they're going to be posting for the job and start moving forward?" And I says, "Oh heavens, yes." Let the truth be told that individuals who do know Tim DeWitt, I'm really not the kind of guy who retires and reads books and plays golf all day. As my wife would say, "Tim, you kind of got ants in your pants." So maybe this is truly the calling of God, that I wasn't ready to retire, that he had something a little bit different for me to do. So here I am, and I must say that it's one thing to be excited. It's another thing to be truly honored to do this type of work. And as God is my witness, I am honored to be in this position. I truly am.
Tim, what's your mission, and what do you hope to bring to the Catholic schools here locally?
Well, so I think in my life journey with the different companies I've worked for, a large international bank out of Chicago, the LaSalle Group, and then I think of equal importance the 12 and a half years of good work that I've done at Albion College in various roles, whether as a budget director, and now I'm currently the chief financial officer. I think what I can bring is a skill set of understanding education. I think I can bring a skill set of understanding of the financial headwinds that all schools are facing today. I think I can also maybe bring a different way of a marketing execution, so to speak. In other words, how to broaden the base. And I also think that a fresh set of lens, a fresh set of eyes on how things are being done, how things are executed, how we approach, how do we fulfill our mission? Are we fulfilling our mission? Are we driving towards our core values? I think the fresh set of eyes that I can bring could lend some light onto that. I truly do.
Well, there's certainly no argument. You get a quality education out at Lumen Christi, and I'm sure the other Catholic schools here. Mm-hmm. There's no argument there, and Lumen Christi students go on to be so successful. But the big issue is numbers, isn't it, Tim?
It is. And I can tell you from my chair, as I sit at Albion College to this day, it is about numbers. So you know, everybody needs to be truthful here at the table in that here in the state of Michigan, we have a declining population. When you think about higher education, for example, the number of high school graduates in the state of Michigan has been on a 10-year slide. But it is about numbers, and it is about outreach, and it is about re-engaging the Catholic community. It is about talking to them about this isn't just a sacrifice to someone to send your student to Lumen Christi. What it is, it's truly an investment that you're making in the lifelong journey that student will have. And I think we need to stay on tack. We need to stay on mission and do much better outreach to do those types of things. And then, of course, you can never, ever shape the conversation about numbers versus are you priced right. So there's an old retail formula, Greg, that says, yeah, listen, you got to be priced right at the right time at the right market. And I think maybe a self-examination of, are we pricing ourselves correctly? Are we marketing ourselves correctly at the right price point? Mm-hmm. Are we injecting ourselves in the community in an appropriate way? I think all of those things are going to go a comprehensive examination. So, but do I believe there's opportunity? Oh, heavens yes, there's opportunity out mm-hmm. there. Do I think we can deliver a comprehensive, good mission in the name of Jesus Christ? Absolutely, we can do these things. And it goes without saying, there are unbelievable quality people who are dedicated to the cause, to the missions, and to the core values of Lumen Christi, and to the Queens, and to St. John's, and to St. Mary's. These people do good work, and we need to continue to do good work, and what I also refer to as important but necessary work that we need to do to continue on good Catholic education in Jackson, Michigan.
With Tim, with schools of choice, certainly everybody's fighting for the same student, whether they're Catholic or not.
So school of choice is difficult. And in fact, I'm telling you where I work today, Albion College, I think you can look at the community of Albion and you can see what happened to school of choice there. Albion lost their high school. They lost their grade school. They had an annex from, you know, the city of Marshall to come in and kind of run their schools.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever think that any district is immune to the events of that happening. School of choice will be difficult, particularly in this COVID-19 world that we're living in. So I'm proud of Stephanie, the principal at Lumen Christi. They have a wonderful strategic plan. It has great execution to it about bringing our students back on campus. Let's get re-engaged. It's comprehensive. It's well executed. It's well done. And we think that we can plant our flag on that will be a hallmark of what Catholic education can bring forward. You have to remember in the state of Michigan, when we talk about school of choice is not only within the district that you're in. School of choice, if you go online, you literally could have somebody in Jackson, Michigan, go online, sign up, and be fully accepted into the Bloomfield Hill School District.
Sure.
Or over in Troy. Mm-hmm. Or someplace else. The question, though, becomes that what does that individual do when COVID-19 finally we could take a deep breath and that individual needs to get back into a face-to-face environment? Now what do you do? So I would caution the audience about school of choice, that at some point you're just, as I would say, it's okay to come back home, and home is here in Jackson.
Yeah, you walk into that building with it's a tremendous reputation, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I got to tell you, when I first went out there, I took a moment and thought, oh my goodness gracious, I haven't been here in like 30 some years. And I must say, the building looked terrific. I mean, the maintenance and the welfare and the care that they take of the facility is just extraordinary. I walked the halls, and yep, I had to go find my old locker, locker 261 down on the North Hall. So there it was, like we always do. Had to walk into the gym and had to walk into to some of the other classes where I might have taken calculus or geometry and so forth. It just flooded back to me, and personally, just wonderful memories of a great education that I got, great friendships that I have to this day. To say that I love Lumen Christi is clearly an understatement. I adore Lumen Christi. I adore Catholic education. And this is an opportunity, you know, as my wife said, hey, Tim, it's time, you know, you've walked the walk. Hey, buddy, it's time to talk the talk. And here's my opportunity. It's time to step up. And as I say, it is truly time to answer the call that I believe is in front of me right now.
You mentioned earlier, Tim, Elaine's going to continue to work in the school or with the district.
Yeah, so Elaine and I have had this discussion, and what I hope is that Elaine will continue on for a period of time. There is an awful lot of what I would call intellectual capital in Elaine's brain, and I got to find a way to get in there and get as much out of that as I can. I am looking to her as to be a strong mentor to help me navigate through the first couple months. There's an old expression, you know, hey, Elaine, where are the bodies buried, so to speak? So do I go down this road or don't I go down that road, so to speak? So, and then also understand a little bit about what's in front of me in terms of help me to set some priorities. Now, the bishop will help me set priorities, but when you get down into the tactical work that we're going to be doing, what are those types of priorities that I'm going to need help setting with? Elaine will help me with those, as well as the governing board should be a great value to that as well.
Tim, are you concerned about the COVID challenge?
I am. There's no question. I think everybody is. I am concerned, and I'm concerned for Albion College, to be quite honest, and I'm concerned for Lumen Christi. The good news about Lumen Christi and what Stephanie, the principal, has done from an academic perspective and preparedness, I tell you, they can turn on a dime and go to a hybrid model, or they can go online if things get a little out of control, or if the governor elects to pull back on back into a phase two position to us. I think we all need to come to the truth, and at Albion College, and I think at Lumen Christi, everybody better just admit at some point COVID-19 is going to be on our campus. It's going to be there.
Yeah.
So what do we do about it? How do we mitigate it? How do we isolate it? How do we quarantine it? What are the actions that we take? And based on the playbook, as I would call it, that Stephanie has laid out, I think they tactically know exactly what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And I find great comfort in that. Great comfort.
Yeah, they jumped on that early. Speaking
sure
of isolation, how important, Tim, for you guys to have an association with the public school districts here in the county?
It's tantamountly important. Let's not anybody forget, we are all educators. We are all invested in our students. We are all invested in ensuring that the young men and women that we put out in the world are prepared for what's in front of them, that we do the very best that we can, maintaining those conduits of relationship into Jackson High and into the Parkside Middle School. All of those are extremely important to maintain those strong relationships, whether we cross-pollinate classes, whether we share some type of sharing program yet to be defined. Those relationships are extremely important. Predicated on the one basis, we all believe in the true great education of our children.
Yeah, you got to go out and recruit some more parents like the DeWitts.
Well, the good news is that because I'm such a large family, when it comes to fundraising time, I know exactly who I'm going to be calling. So it'll be good.
Hey, Tim, thanks so much for stopping by. Good luck. And
you bet.
We're here for you.
I can't appreciate it. I appreciate it more than you'll ever know. And if your audience so pleases, please pray for me. I got the world in front of me, so it'll be good.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, thank you.
Tim DeWitt will be the new incoming president, Lumen Christi Catholic School.